Gracious words needed, August 10. And I'll bear him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. This morning my heart is drawn out to God in earnest longing of soul for the Holy Spirit's guidance. What words can I speak that will be appreciated and understood? When Christ was in our world, he said to the Pharisees and scribes, "Why do ye not understand my words and appreciate them?" They were continually placing their own construction upon the plain words of truth that fell from his lips. With clearness and power he spoke the words that were to come down to our time as a treasure of goodness. What precious words they were, and how full of encouragement! From his divine lips there fell with fullness and abundant assurance the benedictions that showed him to be the fountain of all goodness, and that it was his prerogative to bless and impress the minds of all present. He was engaged in his peculiar, sacred province, and the treasures of eternity were at his command. In the disposal of them he knew no control. It was no robbery with him to act in the office of God. In his blessings he embraced those who were to compose his kingdom in this world. He had brought into the world every blessing essential to the happiness and joy of every soul, and before that vast assembly he presented the riches of the grace of heaven, the accumulated treasures of the eternal, everlasting Father. There were occasions when Christ spoke with an authority that sent his words home with irresistible force, with an overwhelming sense of the greatness of the speaker, and the human agencies shrank into nothingness in comparison with the one before them. They were deeply moved. Their minds were impressed that he was repeating the command from the most excellent glory. As he summoned the world to listen, they were spellbound and entranced, and conviction came to their minds. Every word made for itself a place, and the hearers believed and received the words that they had no power to resist. Every word he uttered seemed to the hearers as the life of God. The Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." Yes, he was before John. Enshrouded in the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, he led the children of Israel through the wilderness. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. A divine Savior,